What is up, everybody? Today is Wednesday, August 4th. It has been a crazy 24 hours for Bored Ape Yacht Club. It's been a crazy hours for baby CryptoPunks. It's been crazy everywhere throughout the NFT community. We are going to bring you up to speed on what's been happening, the biggest sales, as well as the biggest news. And we'll jump right into it off the bat. With that said, if anybody wasn't aware, the official coffee of Morning Mint is now Cometeer Coffee. It's a coffee service that allows you to purchase frozen coffee pods that come direct to your house. You can easily just take the top off, throw the frozen pod into your coffee, and instantaneously make gourmet level coffee. I wasn't a believer until I tried. Dee's and many others had told me about it, but now I am a believer. It's a really great service, and for only a dollar a cup for your first box, you can get 32 of these cups and immediately have some of the best coffee that I've ever had. I do suggest, if you're looking for a coffee solution, at least giving it a try once. There is a link below that allows you to one, skip the wait list, and two, get that 50% off your first order. Hopefully you guys go ahead and use that. But I am happy to start working with Cometeer. I do enjoy their products, and I think it's a great kind of mashup for the Morning Mint. In non-sponsored news, Bored Ape Yacht Club on a little bit of a rampage right now. Zero X Wave, pretty much saying it was inevitable. We all kind of speculated, like, how long until Bored Ape Yacht Club ends up at Sotheby's or Christie's. And yesterday, the rumor mill finally being confirmed that, Noah, from Christie's saying that they are selling some Bored Ape Yacht Club in September in Hong Kong, full details to be released Friday. Now, this was something that we've seen, float around the rumor mill. I've had friends kind of say, hey, Bored Ape Yacht Club's going to Christie's in Hong Kong. You know, hey, Hong Kong, like I heard just kind of floating around, and there wasn't any real confirmation, and now we do. So you can imagine what happened when we realized punks were going to Christie's. And if you don't remember, floor was down in like the low teens, and we immediately saw that floor double overnight. We saw, we'll get into some of the charts on Bored Ape Yacht Club in a minute here, but we have seen Bored Ape Yacht Club react positively to this news as expected. But yeah, that is, if you're wondering why Bored Ape Yacht Club is ripping this morning, that is why. Real quick, 1 o'clock, this afternoon, Eastern time, we'll be doing a, photography NFT kind of like round table, ask me anything, marketing, how do we break into the space? Thanks Deez for the shout out. We're really excited to do this. I think, I'm placing a lot of my bets on photography, being the next big, the big like spark and blast, within the NFT space. So we've seen like one of ones start to blow up. We've seen the profile photos that are really high quality and collectibles blow up. Photography has seen that appreciation. I think we've seen a few projects. I think, Carpoolers, great example. Twin Flames, great example. Chi is just not like appreciated quite as much as I've expected. So that's kind of been my, kind of like, I guess like signal on where the NFT space is. That story with him passing away halfway through uploading that whole collection, and those being some of the most historic rap photos, of our time, just makes me, excited to see that, you know, that hasn't fully been appreciated. So, we'll keep an eye on that. So that's at 1 PM for the photography spaces. We also talked with Spotty Wi-Fi yesterday about his drop. For anybody who hasn't taken the chance to just see, the video animation that's been done here, between West Coast NFT, Manifold, and Richard, also stepping up on the smart contract stuff here. There are between Pixel Gustavo, the Chaos, and then Gumiso. This is well thought out, not only well thought out, but well executed on understanding how much Spotty has put into the story of his CryptoPunk, the animation, the production value. So that drops today for these three videos that you can have. It's like his Genesis drop, and then there's a full album coming out on the 18th. You know, I think, I hope, hopefully I'm not coming off as like shilling too much this morning. You know, besides between like the coffee and like people dropping stuff, but I do think it's worth highlighting that there are people in the space doing very high quality things that are pushing kind of like the standard expectations for what we want to see. So, you know, music being probably the furthest laggard in this space, we've only seen a few, and this is the first real member of like the NFT community putting out something. So I'm really excited for this. If you haven't, go check out his profile and just listen to the music, look at it. It's just awesome, really cool stuff. Speaking of mints, Roboto's had a drop yesterday that was absolutely botched. Brian Brinkman saying Roboto's botched NFT launch resulted in the entire 10,000 NFTs being minted through the contract since the front end was broken. Which makes me wonder, why are projects even bothering with the dev time and cost of a front end if people can just do it this way and still sell out? You know, I think it's needed. You need a good front end if you are going to be onboarding people. If we have these people that are going to just go to the contract and mint, one, I think you should teach people. There is a great article from Coltherium. Cole being one of the leaders in the space in my book, and also one of the great teachers in the space. I'll try to like link this below or just search Cole and how to mint. It'll show up on Twitter. I do think that a front end is important when you are doing a project where you have newcomers. However, if you're going to go and just say, screw it, there is no front end, you probably want to put out some information on how to do it with a contract. And I would actually love to see a project just say that that's, you know, a prominent project, pull a 180 and just tell people there is no, we're not going to do it on the website anymore. You have to go to the contract. And then, you know, they just kind of like have had this like fake HTML placeholder website that has been, you know, a cover up the entire time, and they do a 180. That would be cool. I would enjoy that. I think that would one, force people to learn how to use the contracts and interact there. It would just be kind of a funny gag. So Roboto is botching that drop. Another drop that didn't happen quite as we expected. Well, actually didn't happen at all. That I'm a little upset about. Nate Alex, one of the OGs in the community and a very highly respected member of the community, saying that he was slated to be the second batch of Art Blocks drops yesterday, but he decided that his project was not creative enough, didn't want to grab money, and essentially said, hey, I don't want to launch. One, huge respect to Nate for basically holding himself to the highest standard. I do think, though, and I'll play devil's advocate to Nate's kind of opinion and his own stance, imposter syndrome is very real in this space. When you go to launch a project or you go to put out a photo or something you've worked on, I think a lot of people look at others at work and say, shit, I'm not good enough. Like, that doesn't match up. And I would encourage that people try to stay away from this mentality where you're comparing yourself to others. Get to a point where you're happy with your own work and then put it out. Because otherwise you're stuck in like analysis paralysis and you're like, I could do this a little better. I could do this a little better. And all of a sudden it's 2025 and, you know, you've missed out on your chance for one, to start making a name for yourself or getting things out there. But two, it's a great, you know, financial opportunity right now. A lot of very important things are happening in the space, and a lot of people are spending money that, you know, they might not be spending in a couple years. And that's not to say go do a cash grab, but if you think you've got something that's quality or you're happy where you're at, don't go look at somebody else's and say, I don't think I'm good enough. So to Nate, hopefully if you're listening, or if your fans are listening or anybody from NFT 42 is listening, I think it's a great project. It looks really cool. It's got, you know, kind of that crypto blots, kind of vibe to it. I think it's great. I think, make whatever changes you want to make quickly and launch it. And I think you'll have, for sure enough people there that want to buy and support you. and have a Nate Alex Art Blocks piece. In sales that we saw earlier this morning, we saw a CryptoPunk go for 329 ETH, Hoodie VR Albino, one that I've had my eye on, actually was looking to make bids on back in April around this time. It was going to be like my all-in absolute YOLO just on a CryptoPunk. So that never happened. I talked myself out of it. And then essentially we saw that Marcus had bought it for 195 back in April, then being sold today for almost $850,000. It just goes to show that like the space is continuing to ratchet up. Buys that you buy today that are quality in, you know, 6 months from now will be exceptionally appreciated in price. So that is one case. Another case here, a zombie going for sale yesterday. It was listed for sale at 1,000 ETH. Somebody put it up and it sold within 2 minutes. I need people to understand the craziness of that. A CryptoPunk zombie was listed for 2.5 million and essentially instantaneously was bought on the market. So if you think the CryptoPunks market, you know, had its run up and now it's getting soft, it is not. The VR hoodie sale plus this CryptoPunk zombie sale plus some, you know, another array of sales we'll get into later just show that things are ratcheting up. We've also seen people talking about starting DAOs to buy up the entire floor again, raising about 5,000 to 10,000 ETH. So we saw Beanie talking about this and many others. I know from personal experience in DAOs that I've just invested in, it is not hard to raise 1,000 ETH. I think we saw the DAO that I recently put money into raise 1,000 ETH in under 24 hours, between like 30 people. And then we've also seen other DAOs that have raised, you know, 3,000 ETH within, you know, 72 hours. So the raise rate for money right now, extremely high. It just takes a few motivated people to say, hey, let's make a DAO, throw money in, and immediately watch the floor get bought up into the 50s. So I don't think punks are dead. I would put some money in, like, you know, the punks token or the punk token, not punks, the punk token or any way to get some exposure right now, because I do think it will appreciate greatly. Looking at the floor using NFT price floor real quick, Axie's price floor at 0.1 currently, and Axie's land currently at a 4.3 floor. That is interesting to watch happen and play out as we see more and more people get into the play to earn space. I'm very bullish on that space. CryptoPunks at a 33.5 floor. Bored Ape Yacht Club, this morning when I woke up, we were at about 12 ETH. Now we're pushing 14. If you were in my Twitter spaces yesterday, I called for the floor to be at 15 by end of day today. So we'll see if that plays out or if that hits my target. I did give myself until Thursday afternoon, actually. So I gave myself a bigger window. I did expect for that to run up into the mid-teens very quickly. I am also expecting for Bored Ape Yacht Club to start to lose, I guess, gas, like that steam rising up as prices get towards the high teens, because most people will be sitting on two or three of these apes and they'll be quickly looking to double flip out and go into CryptoPunks. You'll start to see this dribble of money back into CryptoPunks. And then we're all kind of left with this decision of, you know, do you want Bored Ape Yacht Club or do you want a CryptoPunk? And I think right now in my book, it is a race to figure out how I can sell or what I'm going to sell to get into CryptoPunks right now. And yeah, that's just kind of the whole schema with the market. Everything flows back into CryptoPunks. Autoglyphs at 265, same place we've been the last couple of days. Meebits running up to 2 ETH. Chromie Squiggles floor at 3.9. Fidenza's at 34. Ringers at 33. Bored Ape Kennel Club at 2. Hashmask at 0.77. Singularity at 11.3. That's up quite a bit. Archetype at 15. Cool Cats at 0.8. Unigrids at 15. which is kind of like, and for anybody who's not aware, Unigrids is probably one of the more important projects within Art Blocks, because it is only has a supply of like 420 or 421 here, which means it is the bottleneck for creating a collection. So, you know, if you want to make a fully completed Art Blocks set, you have to have one of these 400. The prices are slowly creeping up here. In my opinion, this is probably the one place where, if you look at like Ringers and Fidenza, this likely still has like a double in it in the short term. Not financial advice, do your own, you know, research. But we will see the Unigrids, I think, continue to appreciate. Avastars at 0.21. We'll see if that goes any higher. Jimmy tweeting about, you know, what people think. We'll jump into OpenSea real quick here, looking at the market. You know, we kind of looked at floor prices. At price volume right now, we're seeing things are still up across the board. We're still seeing, you know, CryptoPunk seeing 100% over the last 24 hours in volume. We're seeing, you know, volume up on Bored Ape Yacht Club up almost on the 24 hour up almost 600%, and over the last 7 days up 400%. The let's see here, Meebits up 100%, floor at 2. Unfortunately, I sold my Meebit. I'm gonna regret that. I think in the short term, in the long term, I don't think my Meebit was going to, you know, 100x. And I'm hoping that where I'm moving my money to is 100x. So we'll see what happens there. Autoglyphs, same kind of story. Prices are up. Animetas, which is a project that we'll jump into in a second to talk about here, is starting to take off a bit. I think that's done by one of the Pixel guys who did the project with Spotty Wi-Fi. Will jump. It's a cool looking project, worth noting just because of a lot of people in my Discord are talking about it. World of Women still seeing that rise, but pulling back a little bit from 0.4 down to 0.3. Curio cards seeing a little bit of a dip in price action or volume action as well. You know, really across the board, we're not seeing anything too crazy except for like these projects where money's flowing into just start to rip. Punk's Comic still sitting where it's at. I think I glanced over it. The Baby Punk somewhere on this list, absolutely ripping. And I'm feeling very stupid for not taking the time to purchase, you know, another one or two. Or not another, but just one. I do not have any in the bank right now. And I've been told by friends like several times, just buy one, and I didn't. We're now seeing that floor, I think, at like 2 Ethereum. You could have like 3 weeks ago bought for 0.2 at the floor price. So just another example of like there's money to be made if you are betting on these projects that are not being talked about. The ones that are in the news and I'm talking about prominently most of the time have already seen this run up, or have just launched and they're in that hype cycle. And in the mornings when I usually talk about and look at the activity charts on OpenSea, you can see the ones that don't have that hype and are in that consolidation period. And if you really believe in them and you're betting on them in the long term and you think there's a bull case in those consolidation periods, is the time to buy. So real quick, looking at Animetas. So it is done by Pixel Gustavo. I couldn't remember what I was talking about it. So it's a 90s kind of 8-bit, you know, cool looking drop. It looks like they minted on July 31st. And, you know, they look sick, but they're definitely getting a lot of chat in my Discord. And we are seeing some price action happen on OpenSea, which is interesting. Looking at DGen data, just to give everybody a sense of you know, what's happening with Bored Ape Yacht Club. The last couple days seen in you know, this run up into the teens. We did have the low point being July 29th. July 29th having an average price of 7 ETH the day before. Yeah, still 7 ETH, and sales were low. So if you bought at 7 ETH right now, you're pushing a double 100% return on money in just about a week right now. Looking at the current buyers and sellers, excuse me, buyers and sellers, we're seeing one person selling 11 within the time period we're looking at, which is July 21st until today, so about 2 weeks. So within 2 weeks, we've seen people selling like 200 ETH worth of these. And then on the buy side, we've seen, you know, it looks like buyers, if we look at the number they're buying, are buying on the premium side. They're not buying up the floor. So, you know, I think we've seen the floor getting eaten up a bit, but we haven't seen a huge buy come in yet and spend, you know, let's see, it would be like 10 to 15 if we look at the top buyers real quick here. But we haven't seen that insane influx of buys. Yeah, so look at this. In the last 2 weeks, we have 25 ETH purchases, but it's only for a couple of these, you know, two to three apes. So we're not seeing somebody come in and a single wallet buy up 30 apes, you know, for 15 average ETH. That actually makes me a little bit more bullish on Port Ape Yacht Club, if you want my opinion. I do think we could then, at that point, see a leading digit of two at the floor. We could very easily see 20 because I know people are delisting, and that's important to know. And it's a little bit different than CryptoPunks. CryptoPunks, people are always flipping, and there are usually a couple thousand, you know, between 1,000 to 1,400 listed. And there's only about like in the 2000s for unique wallets, so our unique holders. And on Bored Ape Yacht Club, unique holders is like 5,000 something. So the supply is a lot lower, and I think the number of people that are on one or two apes, which are like, you know, they're not going to sell, is just going to make this become another demand versus supply kind of calculation for the market. So jumping into projects real quick, Artblocks Curated, definitely seeing activity as usual. Not too much to talk about here. We are seeing the prices continue to go up, seeing big purchases happen. You know, Squiggle's starting to go for close to four on the floor. Fidenza's just ripping in the 30s. You know, my dreams of having a Fidenza, gone. Dreams of having a Ringer, most likely gone. Unless we have like a bear market, like where things are just not worth anything. I am trying to set myself up to have like a solid amount of ETH on hand so I can go in and buy up if we do see the market start to pull back. Yeah, you know, nothing new of Artblocks. Artblocks is doing well. So floor currently on Bored Ape Yacht Club is, we'll refresh just to make sure, in the last couple seconds here, hasn't changed too much. And of course it has. So we're pushing a 14 ETH floor on Bored Ape Yacht Club. We're likely not going to stop there. And you can see the sales are just rolling in hard. You know, the last 10 minutes seeing, about 100 ETH worth of sales roll across the board. Yeah, it's all in the double digits. We're seeing 20s, we're seeing 15s, we're seeing 30s, 40s, 50s. Bored Ape Yacht Club has officially, quote unquote, popped off. And we're just going to keep seeing this, you know, these roll in throughout the day and likely see that floor start to push into the high teens and hopefully break that 15 ETH kind of check mark that I had set. If we break through 15 ETH and just keep running, that's when 20 ETH comes into play. Humans with psychology are usually tend to link to, you know, zeros and fives. So I think around 15, most people are listing right now just because when they go, hey, what do I want? 10, 15, or 20? Oh, most people are going to buy at 15. They're listing at 15. If we break through that kind of like ceiling position, we'll likely go and see us start to challenge towards 20. Meebits currently at a floor price of 20 or a floor price of 2. God, if it was 20, I'd be sad. It's just people are buying up. The money is flowing into Meebits right now. So if you can find a deal on Meebits, great. Go buy one. I don't think it's a bad purchase. Certain attributes have been bought up at this point. I sold my hoodie yesterday, like I said, to get liquid. It's one thing that I'm already regretting. I sold to Captain Trippy. Hopefully if I get enough ETH, I can make him an offer back before things start to rip up as I'm expecting with the Meebits. I just think Meebits are, they're starting to get chewed up at the floor. You're probably going to have to pay 4 to 5 ETH to get a decent looking one. So, you know, 7 ETH for a hoodie was a no-brainer in my opinion. Definitely keep an eye on that project. Cool Cats at the 0.8 floor. Same kind of story. We've seen this like up and down ratio between 0.8 and 0.6 that we've been just kind of like bouncing between. And the volume has been pretty low over the last 60 days to get that out. So yeah, like things have not been too crazy, even in the last 30 days, 14 days. Yeah, I mean, look, volume has not done anything crazy. We're only seeing, you know, a couple dozen, 50 to 100 sales a day on the tracker here. So we did see that spike up when, you know, things started to pop off around the CryptoPunks bonanza time on the 30th. And now we're kind of just steadily holding here. This looks like a project that just needs like that one little spark to send it into, you know, the floor into the ones. So keep an eye on that. I would expect for the floor to die out if we saw this run up around 1.6, where most people are looking to double up their money and get out. And we'll probably see that like die off around 2 if we do see this run up. Punk's Comic, not much to talk about. Still like a 1.7 floor. It's going to be interesting. I think we'll see a little bit of a chill period here. And then like 3 to 4 days before the burn period ends, that's when we see this probably start to make its, you know, third leg up from what we were chilling at 0.2 or like 0.3. There was some Beanie FUD. Then we dropped back down to like the low 0.2s. Then we had, I think, like some announcements with like Meta Heroes or like the DAO token. So this is like DAO token announced, then Meta Heroes announced. Then we saw this run up all the way to 1.2. And then there was some more FUD and we like chilled out. Now we're here. There's likely going to be more announcements. I know they're sitting on more announcements. Not sure what they're going to be, but I know how G-Funk operates. He's not a dumb person. He is probably one of the smarter people I know. I'm expecting this to run up. I think per comic, we're looking within 2021 at long-term wise, probably like 3 to 5 ETH, 4 to 5 ETH probably being likely where we end up. I don't think on the lower end there, but we'll likely see that 3 to 5 ETH zone be hit within the next 3 to 4 weeks, in my opinion. Twin Flames had a sale for 69. The floor is still sitting at 60. Having the two blonde twins sell at 69. This currently means that the floor for Twin Flames at 60 is being held. Like, have you guys seen the Cheeto meme where like they have the Cheeto through the door lock and it's like, you know, this is what's holding the door shut? There are two sales that need to happen. If this 60 and 64 go for sale, and I do think the 60 is a really good looking one. It's a really cool looking one. I love the twin outfits and the girls, you know, they got that like shining kind of vibe to them. If these two sales go, we're at a 90 floor and then it's into the hundreds, very quickly from there. So I'm believing that today I'll make it, you know, I've made some calls this week. They've all been correct. I'm very happy with it. This usually doesn't happen with most things I do. I am believing under the belief that if we see these two go and we wait until this afternoon or maybe tomorrow morning, we will see. I'll make a prediction even crazier. I think around like 6 p.m., 7 p.m. tonight is when we see this start to go. So that'll be interesting to watch play out. We need to... Oh, shoot. 1 second. Let me turn this off. This is... Apologies. The air conditioning came on in the middle of recording here. And we don't want to have that noise in the background. So that'll turn off shortly in a second here. Looking quickly at Hurst, Hurst floor has kind of sat at 3 ETH for the last, last week. Haven't seen anything crazy. Volume and pricing has kind of stayed the same and not gone, too crazy in one direction or the other. Most sales have just been at the floor. We did see a couple ones roll in for just above floor, like 5. And these are likely ones that are a little bit more rare, had a name that people enjoyed or thought was captivating. Then Sell His Soul, selling for almost 60. That's a very cool name. I like that. I don't think the rarity game is the game to play. I think the game to play here is what has a cool name. Just go from there, because the rare, nobody's going to sit there and look at a piece of art and be like, oh, this is very drippy. This is a top 2% for magenta color. People are going to look at it, be like, this is cool. And then you get to say, oh yeah, this is, there's 10,000 of all of them. This is number 1200 and it's called, so I'll be right here. Like, it's cool. It's like, oh, that's cool. That's a cool name. So definitely not thinking that these are going to have too much of a premium. I do think, actually, as far as naming goes, the ones that are crypto related will be the ones that sell for the most, just because we're in the crypto space. Like, we're NFT buyers. We use Ethereum. The people in the space that want to pay the premium are going to want to own those 23 crypto ones. So just looking at the floor, yeah, they're commodities. Like, everything looks the same, except for the name, in my opinion, being the big differentiator. The Coca-Cola project, I don't know what to tell you guys here. If I can find the it won't even show. Interesting project. We'll have to make more of a video on that. Coca-Cola, just I don't think they could have done it better. The single piece going for sale didn't seem as authentic as it could have been. The Crypto Baby Punks, this is painful to look at. I could have bought at 0.2, was told by Video Game Freak multiple times that I ought to get into this project, told multiple times by Crypto Novo 311 to get into the project, and just didn't. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I know why. This is depressing. I know why I bought the damn whale. I made money on the whale, but whatever. Like, it's not going to be the same amount of money I could have made on one of these. The floor is now at 1.9. They're seeing buying not only at the floor, but everywhere. Like, and I think I've brought this project up once before. People usually don't just buy the floor. They buy all over the place. The 2 ETH floor kind of being the barrier. And then from there, we start to probably see this go into the mid single digits. It'll start to roll really quickly. It's cool. Cool project. Announcements of it converting to ERC 721, as well as some other announcements that were made, with collaborations and other innovations to the project. So I'm expecting this to continue going. Looking at the CryptoPunks at 33.5. Let's see if anything has sold since the beginning of this. Of course, everything has moved around. Floor looking like the floor. It's been picked through. This looks like the buffet at the end of the day, and they haven't restocked it in a couple hours. It's just picked through. There's nothing good left. All of the, all of the lobster and all of the crab claws, they're all gone. They've been gone for a while. And all you're left with is, the potato salad. It's what it looks like. Recent sales, 44 seconds ago. Let's refresh this. That was 22 minutes ago. So no sales in the last 22 minutes. If we look the last 24 hours, look, it was another busy 24 hours here. I have to scroll and go to page 2 just to see the last 24. The last 24 hours, we saw a lot of sales. Wow. And a lot of big sales here. I mean, Wild Hairs that used to be down on the floor are now selling for the 40. VRs that used to be able to get down in like the 40s, 50s. 78. We did see that zombie go for sale, 1,000 ETH for 2.6 million. Some silver chains, 70 VR hoodie for 329. Just a lot of sales going in here. Another hoodie with for 159, $420,000. We're just seeing more and more action on CryptoPunks every single day. And I'm not expecting to stop. I am expecting for another floor sweep to come in. And if we go back to the floor real quick, the floor, what we'll just interpolate this to 100,000. That's four. So there's what, like, we'll just say, there's about another $5 million worth of buying. I would say like five to $7.5 million. That need to come across to push this to 40. So I easily see that happening. I see somebody coming in, buying the floor up and sending us to 40 and, you know, just further pushing punks higher and higher, into the stratosphere. Because it's been done once already and a lot of people are just saying, hey, it worked and look how it appreciated and these are assets we should own. Let's do it. And I can guarantee you right now, in a lot of venture capitalist firms, a lot of Silicon Valley VC firm, like, they are all talking about CryptoPunks. They're all talking about NFTs. There are things happening at a global scale on the news side of things and the financial side as well that are making people go, hey, not let's just buy into NFTs, or like, hey, we should look into investing in companies. They're saying we are going to invest in this space. We're going to own part of the space. We want to own history right now. And they're looking at CryptoPunks. Crypto market overall right now, another day where we see the market down about 5% overall. Bitcoin down about 2% over the last 7 days. It says in the last 24 hours, we're up about 1%, and Ethereum's up about 4%. It'll be interesting to watch this play out. We saw Ethereum down at 2,500 and Bitcoin down at 3,400 yesterday, or 38,000. We're in this kind of limbo period still, so we're waiting to see what happens. Do your research. There's a lot of good articles coming out on 1559. I will hopefully post one of those in my Discord or post it below in the video. Just lots of information flowing around how to, understand what's happening and going forward with it. Do educate yourselves. I won't take too much time here, out of this video. We'll either save that for another video or do it on your own. But there are updates coming to Ethereum, within the next day here that will have an impact on the way, the way the mechanics of doing transactions, is done. On any note here, I was just looking through my wallet and looking like at old things I owned and curious on, what is going to happen to some of these projects. Solos, if anybody remembers this being a project, that came out of, one of the Vogue, and these, Vogue, creative directors and another very good painter, and they used artificial intelligence to develop these paintings that were kind of like these collaborations and like just like stitchings together. Some of them looking really cool. Like, look at this. This looks so cool. It's very similar to like the Hearst piece, in my opinion, with the utilization of AI kind of slapped on there. The one area I'll note is if it lets me click on activity, for some reason this page not working, is I have seen this spike up. I noticed this. I as far as my old projects go, I go and I look and I try to figure out where has it been quiet and where are we seeing activity spike up. So I know this is down, like it's dust, like 0.05 to 0.1. But we did see a volume spike back on August 1st and the 30th when all that money was flowing in. And I do think this is a project that if you think there's a bull case for this flowing back into, it could happen. And I looked through who is buying, and it's been a lot of people just stacking bags And these bags getting stacked just make you think, what are people planning on? What do they know? Is money going to start to flow into this? Is it going to be viewed as a historic project, et cetera, et cetera? Over the last 2 weeks, definitely seeing a volume bump here. Just go through your wallet. Like, look at old things like Ether Poems, like another project that I have sitting there since the start. Haven't seen anything. Is this going to come back? That's, a question. Like, are the poems at some point going to have their day and come stomping back and say, hey, these are all worth 5 ETH because they're the first, fully on-chain poems. So I hope everybody takes a chance to look through their wallets, see if there's anything they have sitting there that makes them go, huh, I bought this. It's been sitting here. Is there a chance that this is about to have its time? I know if I went back and looked at Mooncats a couple of days ago and had the ETH, I would have said, hey, this is, the time to buy and money's starting to flow in. I should pick up a couple more of these. Ask yourself that same question for a lot of the projects that are in your wallets right now. Guys, with that, that is the end of today's video. Hopefully this is early enough and, more on time than yesterday's. I hope you're all doing well, buying some great stuff, making profits right now. Don't FOMO into stuff. Don't trade on emotion, trade on, your research, do your due diligence. And guys, with that said, I'll catch you tomorrow and thank you for watching.